Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. And before we get started, I just want to have everybody check out our blog at blogspot.com. And we're also on Facebook at Diva Days and on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And you can also find us on iTunes. And helping me are calling in tonight. I have Jamie and Carrie with me tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Jamie. Guess we'll pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They're welcome to call in any time. Yeah, I missed their last call the last time, but we'll be on the lookout for them. So if you're out there and you want to call in, and I hope Amy's doing better. I think she looks like she's pretty well on the road to recovery. And So, what else? Let's see. Jamie, do you want to tell everybody what your Twitter handle
there? Yeah, it's at Jamie Coleman T, the letter T at the end. Yeah.
And I'm at Mama _ Hooch, and Carrie's the Diva of Dole, so.
Yep.
I guess we'll get started. I'm going to say, guess we didn't do last week, right? We had a break for Easter. So
yeah.
I probably only kind of remember the last week of the show. But so I guess we can start with the big public reveal of Sonny, Will, and Paul. James, did you want to talk about that?
The stuff that happened yesterday or the week before?
I guess we can start with that. That was last week, right? That kind of led up to the show. I'd have to say the show on Friday was probably the best that it's been in a long time. Would you agree?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if you want to start it on Friday's show. That was what did you like best about Friday's show?
Yesterday, I like the whole thing, but definitely the build up to John finding out that Paul's his son.
Yeah, that was the big. That
faces.
Was the big reveal. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, like
did
how
you
they
talk?
Were all at the club at the same time.
Oh yeah, that was good. That's how they always do it in Salem, though. I think you know everybody comes in and how they set that all up. I thought what was very good.
Yeah.
So,
but I also liked the week before with the anniversary party and all that stuff.
Yeah, that kind of set it all up with the anniversary party and the reporter. Now, because I didn't see all different shows, so did you see how the reporter came to find out about that?
The guy that was working the hotel, Derek, he told them.
Okay, that guy that had the crush on Paul.
Yeah.
So he was the one that leaked it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Where they all came to the square and they were having the anniversary party, and then it was revealed. And I liked to see the look on Victor and Maggie's face. And that was good. And John.
My favorite part was when Victor said, Will, it's just like Sammy and you, and he pointed at Kate, and then Clyde said, hey, stop speaking to Kate like that, and he said, oh, shut up, Clyde.
Oh, shut up, Clyde, yeah. Victor does get the good lines, you know.
Victor was great this week with Will as well.
With what?
Victor and Will this week.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, yeah, that was good, yeah. Yeah, all the showdowns were kind of good, you know. And what's this with when I know I saw Will talking with John, and Will's kind of now trying to blame it all on Paul again. Like, do you think that was Paul's agenda in the first place, or do you think Paul was innocent in this whole thing? And did,
oh, I think
he really
he
didn't know.
The whole thing.
Yeah, and
yeah,
Will's trying
Paul
to say,
know.
Yeah, because even Marlena, when she was talking to John, and John was saying that, and she said, oh, Will said that? So, like, Will's just being a real scumbag, really.
Right.
It's like the smack
yeah.
him.
He's been a dick. That's what I said about Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's trying to turn it around on Paul and saying that Paul set him all up and Paul seduced him. Paul didn't seduce him. I mean,
yeah.
He's the one who was married.
Yeah, and
know?
Even if Paul did seduce him, he still has his own brain. He can make up his own mind. He could have pushed Paul away and he didn't.
Well, that's true. Even if Paul knew that Sonny was, you know, married to him. Right. It still takes two. So, right, Will could have always said no. So, but, what else? Oh, yeah, that was good. And then when, so you liked when everybody came back to the TBD? How they set
yeah.
that all up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, it took John a while, didn't it? Like, duh, John, figure it out. And then he goes,
yeah.
oh, my God.
He was so
like
clueless.
Marlene and...
And he was clueless at the party the week before about Will and Paul. Like, everybody else knew except for John. It was...
Yeah, and he's the one that was more or less tried to... Mm-hmm. And Will has this thing in his mind.
He's the one that stood up the anniversary. Because John was the one that stood up the anniversary party as well. And everybody was awkward about it because they knew what had happened except for John.
Yeah, I guess Marlena never did tell John what happened. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of all the people that were there that knew, because Victor and Maggie didn't know. So I guess it was like Kate knew, Marlena knew. Who else? Well, Sonny and Will, Paul.
Lucas knew, Adrian.
That was about it.
Oh,
Adrian.
I guess
Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas knew. Oh, speaking of, how do you like those two? They're kind of cute together.
Oh, I like them. Yeah,
Lucas
I like
and
them.
Adrian. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like Adrian being conflicted like that because she is still married, but yet
yes.
you know Justin more or less she did cheat on her and just has been treating her as admitted to it and you know and left.
Yeah, what I like most about Adrian, at least she's admitting that she's a hypocrite, unlike other people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right,
she,
and she did
yeah,
say
yeah,
to
guilty.
She did say to Lucas that she's basically doing the same thing that Will, you know, like Will cheated on Sonny, and she's doing the same thing. And she saw how Victor reacted when he found out. I think she's afraid
yeah.
of Victor too. Yeah, so she said she's
yeah.
more or less being doing the same thing.
Yeah, but. And then Lucas tried to say, "Well, Justin cheated first, so." Only fair.
True, yeah. But I do like them together. So it'll be interesting when Justin does come back. And now have you heard that Justin's kind of maybe tied into the way Beau and Patch are going to come back? That was the reason?
Yeah, I've heard that theory. Yeah, it'd be great if the writers do that.
Yeah, bring him back. And maybe he really, and do you think maybe he really wasn't cheating? He just had to say that as a cover?
Yeah, I think maybe Justin is like an ISA or something.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if he really did cheat or not. But that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and have you seen the ratings this past week? Because they're really terrible.
Yeah.
They have been? Yeah, I haven't
mm-hmm.
noticed.
Yeah, it was about 1.6.
Oh, I have to admit, I thought Friday was kind of, I was hoping, is this a turnaround? Because it seemed to be like one of the best shows in a long time, like the way they should be starting to do it. And if you noticed, it's mostly vets. You
mm-hmm.
know, you had Justin, Adrian.
Yeah, and they've kind of made this story with Will, Paul, and Sonny, if you think about it, it's more like an umbrella storyline.
Right, right, where they get everybody... you know, all together, and they're using everybody. You know, they had the whole thing with the baseball thing, and then they had their party, and then the whole thing with the baseball. and everybody was there. Yeah, not the silly Paige and JJ, and the only, I guess, the young group was Ben and Abigail, which we could have done without that whole sequence. But I guess that was kind of setting up Chad, mm-hmm. I guess. I like Chad.
Yeah.
Chad,
yeah,
Chad's
like
an
Chad
operator.
And
I like
Abigail, but Ben, I just don't care about Ben. Ben can leave.
Ben can leave. I do. You see that they're going to be getting Chad and Abigail together.
Yeah.
Which is you like that. He's getting his Demira side going on, and it's always nice to see Joe Mascola on
mm-hmm.
there every so often, you know. Even though he's calling on the phone, but he's still there and still controlling things.
I thought after mm-hmm. the board meeting he wouldn't be on the phone anymore, but he's back on
the
phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's back on the phone again. And I think him and Victor, I like Victor's laying low and playing his little game with Clyde. That's interesting. You know, he's setting all, acting like he doesn't know what he's doing. And I can't think Rafe's. Oh, I like the conversation with, we saw Rafe again. He's still there, unfortunately. But he's,
yeah.
Even Hope said, Rafe, where you been? We've missed you. And I'm there, no, we didn't. So she's trying to get, you know, word saying about Victor. And she said something about Rafe being a bad guy. Something about, are you one of the bad guys now? Well, that should be interesting. I said, no, Rafe, don't be a bad guy, because I like the bad guys, and you would not make a good bad guy. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he's helping Victor, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
I can't see him being
the bad guy.
And it never made any sense why Rafe is helping Victor anyway. Like,
mm-hmm.
Victor and Rafe were never friends, and all of a sudden,
no. They're
best friends.
And Victor isn't letting him in on everything. He really isn't telling him what he's doing. Back to Victor. Oh, okay, another big reveal is with the new Xander that's in town, the new guy with the Serena and the elephants and all that jazz.
Yeah, that's what
which
kind
we
of
still haven't.
Yeah.
So now we found out that Xander, we were talking about this before the show came on, that Xander was revealed was a Kyriakis because he went in to see Victor and he said uncle. So
yeah, and we thought he was Justin's son, but it turns out he's not Justin's son. He's
right. I thought he was Justin's
son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
how many brothers
does
Victor have? Victor's brother's son.
Yeah.
So this is another brother. So also Justin, there's another brother that he's. Justin's the son of another brother then? Of Victor's?
I guess so. They didn't say Justin and Xander were brothers.
Okay.
So it sounds like
that's
Justin and Xander are cousins. First
cousins.
Cousins,
okay. See, and I thought it was Alexander who he had with Angelica. I thought it was
right.
Yeah, that's
that
what
Alex,
I thought at first,
Alexander.
Then that would have made sense.
Yeah,
yeah, they didn't make that, to me, they didn't make that clear. Either that or I wasn't paying attention, but I just assumed
writer,
it was Alexander.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But then... Yeah, and they said Xander said he took his mother's maiden name, which is Cook. So that doesn't ring a bell either. There obviously wasn't a female on the show with the maiden name.
Well, we don't know
Cook.
What Angelica's real name was, right? She was married to Jack's father at one point.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
we don't know what her maiden
we'll
name
for
was.
Sure when Adrian sees them or Justin, I guess, but with
or
Brady,
Sonny, yeah.
Or Sonny.
Yeah.
But it just seems kind of stupid that they're going to make him a Kyriakis, but not Justin's son, but they're giving him the same name as Justin's son.
Yeah, I mean, this is stupid. Such a stupid fuster clock. I mean, why would you give, if you're going to make another Kyriakis,
yes.
then why give him exactly the same name as Justin's son?
Yeah, that's like if they decide to bring on a character named Belle, but not as a recast of John and Marlena's daughter.
Yeah, that didn't make sense because I was clueless. I really did think it was Justin's son.
And I kind of missed out. But he has like an Aussie accent? Or
another Greek Australian.
Where did the accent come from? Is he really from Greece? Because they mentioned how they used to spend time in Greece together, Victor, Daniel, and Xander, and Brady. So I'm kind of, I don't understand where the accent came from. So that was kind of weird too. But even if he was, you know, Alexander Kyriakos, I mean, that wouldn't explain why he would have an accent either. But Justin and Jock are both American. But,
right.
You know, I don't know.
It just seems like they
just dropped
for a little while. But
yeah, it just seems like they just dropped the ball. They could have just had, you know, one of Justin's sons be Xander. But I just don't. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. Unless
yeah,
they're
no,
just trying to fake out the audience, but why even fake out the audience?
Yeah, because I was hoping, maybe Angelica could return, you know, too.
Yeah.
Everyone was hoping, you know, because, Jane Elliott's on there, but Tracy Chapman played her, too. So, but that would have been interesting to have her come back, too.
Judith Chapman.
Judith Chapman, I'm sorry, what did I say, Tracy?
Yeah. Tracy Chapman, what is the one who sang Fast Car?
Yeah, and I'm thinking Jane Elliott. Jane Elliott, Tracy, Jenner Hospital, yeah. But that would have been, you know, mother and son, and then they were lovers, you know, with Wooly Curse, so that was interesting there,
yeah.
too.
And that would have been interesting, too, if you did bring back Angelica, but she would be kind of like a step-grandmother to JJ and Abby, or she could have came in and messed with Jennifer or something. You know what I mean? I mean, I know she wasn't
take down Jennifer or something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, she wasn't Jack's natural mother. That was, she was the adoptive mother.
Yeah,
stepmother,
right. Adoptive mother.
Yeah, adoptive mother. So, I mean, you know, she could have come back and say, hey, I want to reunite with my family, the Devereaux, and so... That could have been interesting, and then you could have had a woman after. I could have had Angelica after Justin again, but no. So I mean, that would have made
sense. Have Angelica after Lucas, and then Adrian getting pissed off.
Yes, I just don't get it. What's the point? I mean, we were discussing this before too, for sure. So you gave Wooly Curse a full contract for, and Judy Evans isn't on contract. Brenda Tillo, I guess he's still not on contract yet. So why is Wally the only one on contract when he's actually being used the least out of the three of them? And
yeah,
Sonny's
on GH more than days the past 6 months.
Yeah, and Freddie Smith quit the show a couple weeks ago. So why would you give Wally Curse a contract after Freddie Smith quit?
Maybe the reason
I don't know.
Sonny? I don't know, but
there's a big storyline with Adrian. And Lucas,
she's
I don't
not
know.
On contract, though. But neither of them are on contract. But that doesn't make any sense. I mean, they're not going to put Wooly Curse on contract.
Dave never makes any sense. That's true.
But yeah. They're not going to put him on contract unless Dave is going to save money by putting him on contract. I mean, they have to have use him so much that they have to. But, I mean, but when you have Judy and Brian not on contract and Freddie Smith gone, then it doesn't make any sense. And like I said, Xander's not his son. He's his first cousin.
Unless the Kyriakos and the Damaras are going to get, you know what I mean? He's going to get in with Victor somehow. I don't know. With the whole Clyde thing, I don't know. But I see Clyde probably leaving. You see that coming.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Because they're not using him that much.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen Lauren Coslow tweet anything about that recently.
No.
Like any
there was a good scene with her and Clyde. He was saying about giving her kids some space. She's back again. But you see, after she talked to Luke, you know how she was with her, you know, with Lucas. But she is kind of being supportive. She wasn't trying. She wasn't being negative about Adrian. Yeah. So that was different with Kate.
But have you read
Kate,
spoilers about Kate though?
No, I haven't.
Oh well, apparently Kate tells Victor about Lucas and Adrian.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, so that was... Oh, so she's still up to her tricks.
Lucas in danger by doing that, though, too. I mean,
sure
she's thinking that Victor will get Adrian, but, I mean, Lucas is the one interloping, though.
Yeah, so she's just kind of like putting Lucas at ease, and she's really scheming to make trouble for them. I should have known better.
Well, yeah, maybe that's Kate's way of breaking up Lucas and Adrian is letting Victor know. and letting Sister
right.
do all the dirty work, and looks like she looks like the she looks innocent.
Right.
Yeah.
She looks innocent because she's telling Lucas that she's accepting it, whatever makes him happy
yeah.
and all that. Yeah.
He should have known that was, she's full of shit when Sushi said that.
Oh, yeah, Keith
hasn't said that in 20-plus years to any of her children.
I know. Lucas had a good line, and I can't remember what it was at the time, because I'm thinking he had some good – he always has some good comebacks for Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. I don't know, Jamie, do you remember? We had that conversation, but I can't remember what it was. If I don't write things down, I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring on Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, Angela.
Hi, good.
I was just thinking about what y'all were saying about Wally Kurth and why they would put him on contract and not Judy Evans and Brian Attillo. I think I kind of interpreted it to be, because I saw something, I think it was, anyway, I read something somewhere, I can't remember when it was, but yeah, the fact that he has been such an integral part on General Hospital that I think Dave maybe really realizes they've got to bring some more well-liked and well-loved characters back on. And that's
mm-hmm.
probably the way they could secure Wally to be on Days, is he'll be on contract for a while, and therefore he won't have to be bouncing between GH and Days. Now, I'm going to miss
mm-hmm.
him on GH, because I like him.
So
and,
he's leaving GH for good? He is leaving GH for good. He's not going to
right,
do both.
Yeah, when he's on,
when you're on
contract,
you can only do one show.
Yeah, when you're on full-time contract at Days, you can't be on GH, I don't think. And then there was something.
Oh, it's only if you're reoccurring.
Yeah, I can't remember where I read it, but I read something today or in the last couple of days where he was saying that, of course, everything was good at GH, and that Frank Valentini had understood it was just the business for now, and that, you know, it wasn't anything negative at all with GH. Because, again, you know, folks love him. I know I do. I love Ned. I loved Ned years ago, and I like him now. And I really like him and Lisa LeCicero's, you know, story.
Yeah,
right now.
So I wonder how they're going to,
yeah.
How are they going to, how do you think they're going to write him out? Like, she's going to, we're going to find, I mean, Julian's going to find out that it's his. I wonder.
I have no idea. I have
no
idea.
That's interesting.
I'm not very
good with GH.
And
then the Quartermain with them.
Yeah. Well, with GH, I kind of just go with the flow. You know, it's just I don't analyze it as much as I do Days.
I'm in the middle of watching both. I come, you know, I watch both, and I watch them on. You know, it takes me about a half hour because I go on. Now it's so nice. I go onto YouTube. And they're there the same day. Before, it never used to be like that. So it's nice. I can just, like, catch up. And so I kind of been watching both. So, and I'm liking GH better. But Days, it's getting there. It's getting hold of my interest a little bit more, especially Friday's show, as we were saying before.
Like I said, with GH, you know, I always enjoy it. Like I said, there may be stories that I don't like as well as others. But I'm thoroughly entertained the whole time I'm watching it, and you know, and it's
entertained.
Yeah, I love
it's just a different experience. I'm
what
probably
that,
just
Jamie?
Too critical for Days because I've watched it for so long. Mm-hmm. But I also agree with what y'all were saying about Xander. That whole what Carrie was saying, it just makes absolutely no sense. Why in the world they would bring him on and now say he's a cousin.
Telling Jamie and Carrie that I missed that whole thing. I'm sitting mm-hmm. there the whole time thinking he's like, you know, because he said Uncle Victor, and right away I'm thinking, oh, you know, I must.
Well, I mean, it's logical. I mean, that would have been ideal. That would have given him a whole lot more backstory that we would have some sense of, and but again,
and to give him the same name, if you're not going to make him Alexander, why give him the same name? That's stupid too.
I don't know. It's just like all four of those sons, all of Adrian and Justin's sons, they're all the exact right age for them to have, young men on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have a family. They would have all kinds of different, relationship things going on, like so with Angelica and Alexander, and the history between, how Judy Evans, took the whole situation with Justin and Angelica back in the day. I mean, there just would have been so much there, and yet evidently that's not it. Then I was interested, too, are we sure that Xander is Greek? I think he sounds Scottish.
No, Australian, right? Sounds Australian to me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought he sounded Scottish.
Aussie.
He sounded like Sean Connery.
Does he sound Aussie to you? I thought he was Australian.
I thought he was Scottish.
Oh, another Aussie Greek. I'll take that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got confused, but of course I'm confused easily. But I think, but to me he sounded Scottish because to me he sounds a little bit like Sean Connery. But I think the one thing I was surprised about is I was talking to a friend of mine who's she doesn't read anything. She doesn't listen to the internet. She's strictly a general audience watcher. She just sits down to watch it at lunch or something. And I was talking to her, and she is just gaga over Xander.
Oh,
she just
okay, ladies.
It's just a friend of mine who watches the show, but she doesn't want to know what the spoilers are. She doesn't, but she really sincerely likes it. So I thought that was really interesting.
I am not impressed looks-wise, acting-wise, but certainly not looks-wise. That's just not my type. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but
he's not mine either. But I just thought it was interesting because she and I usually think about the same, and I thought it was just funny because she just kept talking about him. And so I just thought that was interesting.
We all have our favorites, but yeah. I was going to go back to Jamie. What were you saying about General Hospital?
About access. I thought that was hilarious.
Yes. I wanted to bring that point up. That was funny. With Alexis, she was saying about sexing up.
Yeah, that was the best part. Yeah.
And the look on her face, she has those glasses, and she looks at it and takes those glasses off, and like, what did they just say about me? Which was funny. That was funny. I did enjoy that.
Yeah, how they incorporated everybody into that. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was funny. And like Angela said, I mean, when I watch General Hospital, I'm entertained, and it keeps me kind of on the edge of my seat because I never know what they're going to do, especially with that fluke storyline. I mean, that's come to the end, which I'm glad. And how did you guys like the ending of that? I kind of liked the, and we all know now that Tony Geary said they changed it because everybody guessed it was Bill Eckard, so they had to change it. Well, they made Bill Eckard obvious, didn't they? I'm glad they did. I mean, it was obvious.
It's not as obvious. Yeah, it's not as obvious, and it makes for more good story.
Yeah, and then the next thing was, and that was one of the theories too, though, that he was abused or something, or then there was other rumors that he saw maybe his dad was abusing his sister. But it was really good how he accidentally killed his mom and then killed his dad. So I guess that could explain a lot. But
I like what they did with the anniversary. They had their 52nd anniversary episode on April the 1st.
Yeah, and going back in time. Yeah.
And doing the black and white with Steve Hardy.
Amazing.
And then I thought that was really cool. Yeah, I wouldn't give it an A+, but I would definitely give it a B+, and I thought very clever.
And how they incorporated that in with back in the day is what happened to Luke back in that time period. So it was around the same time period, and they explained what happened to the Spencer family at that time coming to the hospital and what had happened. So that was good, clever.
Like I said, I wouldn't have given it an A+, but I give it a B+, and I thought it was clever. It was unique.
Oh.
And and it was nice for them to give a nod to the 52nd anniversary.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it wasn't as elaborate as the 50th, but it's, you know, I guess it shouldn't be, but it was still very well done, better than anything Days has done, because I'm still waiting to see what we're going to see for the Days 50th, which is coming up. And this
yeah,
is
we're,
in we're
all anticipating.
We're in the 50th year. I know I got
Angela
the 50th anniversary book, which was very, I enjoyed that. I don't know if anybody's gotten the magazine. A lot of good interviews and things in there, but I'm waiting to see if they're having anything, like a Day of Days or anything special going on. Do you think they'll have, has anybody heard anything about that?
Mm-mm, yeah, I haven't heard anything.
But, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, they've really waited mm-hmm. extremely late to announce it.
I think
like middle of July.
And so, that is wrong, because it's like, I would love to go, but you can't, you know what I mean? With people, I would love to try to get out there for the 50th, you know, especially with, as the, you know, with the diva and stuff.
I think it probably has
to
do with how much money the show's bringing in and whether or not NBC is going to spring for it. And I don't think this is the show's fault. I think it's the fact that they did get, like you're saying, Marianne, they gave late notice. Therefore, fewer people came because more people
right.
from L.A. came.
Exactly.
You know, people aren't, you know, going to drop everything yeah. and buy an expensive last-minute ticket to fly to L.A.
Right, and people have work schedules and family commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't. And I think the 1 year, it was in September. It was only like a few months before. So it
yeah.
was crazy.
Well, I think they had already said earlier that year they weren't going to do it. So it was a last-minute change when they
last
announced
minute.
It, like, September.
But you would
think
by
it'll
now
be interesting
they would
to see.
Know.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. would think so. But again, also, they don't, you know, there's a lot, I'm sure there's still, you know, it's still hard for me to believe. It seems like it was a lifetime ago that they announced that Josh Griffith and, hard for me to even say it, and Dina Higley are coming back to write the show. And, uh-huh. and you know, it seems like now, you know, they should have been on the job, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now, like I said, they really have only been on the job still like about a month. So it's just, you know, they've got to have time, I know, to kind of formulate stuff. But, you know, so maybe they're just, you know, they – because right now, you know, and who's going to be on the show? I think that's the other thing, too, is that the reality is that you know there's going to be cast changes. And so who may actually
yeah,
have a story and be on there come November may be different from some of the people that are on there now.
See, that's the thing, is who's on there now, right, by the time you get to November, they could already be on. But still on the story.
And I think that's going to be true.
I think that'll be true. Yeah. Like anybody that comes on. Yeah, that's true.
I think they're still trying to get it organized and together, and I hope that they do. But like I said, I think Jamie Giddens said this today on Twitter, or he may have said it the other day. I read it on Twitter today, is that, you know, he was just saying that, you know, you know, I know it's not practical, but honest to goodness, with all of this filler and the fact that we had, and I think he's the one that said this, someone smart said it out there, that, you know, it was hard to imagine that they gave 7 months to the elephant story.
Oh, and we're still not done with it. We're still not done with it.
I know, and I mean, it's just, I mean, that did not deserve an afterthought.
The diamonds are still hanging up in the fireplace. The diamonds are still there. She hasn't gone back and got those yet, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, bunch of flashbacks
so, but
every day about that,
it's
too.
It's official that she's leaving, right?
She's leaving. Yeah. Well, she's leaving, Sunny's leaving, Melanie's leaving. So there's three right there. So I don't know who else is going to be. That's, you know, but... So, no, and Melanie's playing Nancy Drew. We haven't talked about, you know, she's trying to figure out... She's getting close.
That was really a waste of her return. I mean, again, I know they wanted probably just a familiar face, but it really has been, to me, it's been quite, I mean, I'm not a big Melanie fan to start off with, but I just think that was, it has been kind of disappointing because that really has been her role, is just to kind of Yeah, it just be everybody's business. You know, we all get frustrated when they don't give Maggie any type of really story on her own, or at least have her doing something on her own, because if, you know, anybody that ends up being like a talk to character, you start to feel like being a busybody. And, you know, and they've got several people in that mode right now, which is unfortunate. And the actors nor the characters, I don't think, deserve that. But like I said, but she'll be gone. She'll be gone soon. So, like I said, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what they're they're going to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I got another question. Yeah, go ahead. I got another caller, but go ahead, Angela.
Okay. I watched some of last week, and again, I honestly can't remember which days, and I don't know that I even saw the full episodes, but I noticed, and maybe this has been going on, so y'all tell me, because I haven't been watching as consistently. I have never seen so much where they actually started going back. They used to do this a long time ago, where everybody's talking to themselves.
Oh, I don't know. They do that a lot on soap, though, don't they?
Well, like they can. I mean, it's a lazy way to do it, though, because, I mean, they should be able to act, and then you should be able to figure out from their screen, not sit there and have them stand there out loud saying something to themselves. That's kind of a deep way out.
Yeah, I'm kind of fine if they do it every once in a while, but doing it all the time is annoying. Oh, and Angela, have you seen the latest ratings?
Mm-hmm. What now?
Have you seen the latest ratings?
Oh, yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, 1.6.
That's pitiful.
That's bad.
I don't know. But I mean, I guess they're blaming it. They're going to say that they're dealing with March Madness, but I'm not so sure that that's really the issue. I think the story is just awful, and they repeat everything. They discuss what was discussed and what was discussed a month ago, and now they're actually repeating to themselves what they're thinking about. I mean, it's just filler. It's the only thing every time I want to sit down to watch it, I get really frustrated because I feel like a lot of it is just filler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got the caller on. I think, is it Kenneth? Hello?
Hi, it's Jen.
Oh, Jen. Okay. Jen.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on. Hi.
Hey there.
Hey.
So what are your thoughts?
I'm liking Adrian and Lucas, but I also love Justin and Adrian, so it's going to kill me when he comes back.
I know.
Yeah,
I do like Justin.
I like both of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like both of them. It's so hard.
Yeah. And I
do
like,
y'all really
you know,
believe
Lucas.
That he had an affair?
See, I don't think he did.
I don't. No.
And it's going to backfire on Adrian, because I think that's his cover. He needed to say that. But well, yeah. So... Yeah,
and the last guy she cheated on Justin with, they tried to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
The last time Adrian cheated, Justin and Victor
yeah.
tried to kill him. So I'm kind of worried about Lucas.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's a good point, Jen, because you know what else would have made this a little bit more interesting is that instead of just focusing on Adrian comparing herself to Will and Sonny, is that she, you know, that if she had cheated before, which she did, that would that not remind her that she had done this before?
Yeah.
And it didn't work out for her?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
not,
would
did
make
she
it a little bit
that?
More interesting, too.
She did mention that. She does feel guilty about it, but she didn't mention that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I mean, that,
I
would
do like
that would make more interesting story.
But they need to find somebody for Lucas. He's just so good. But it is good. I mean, it is. I mean, he's at least he's in a good storyline.
Yeah.
I mean, they're using him more anyway. But.
Yeah.
I
go for Lucas and Eve.
I wish they had put he and Jim Lilly together. I really think that would have been hysterical.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
related, though.
You know,
yeah, because she's kind of like the new Sammy to a certain extent, and I think that could have been. I still think that could have been key. That you know, he's the one that she did her screen test with.
Uh huh.
Back in the day, but we'll see. I guess The other, oh, I wanted to ask too. I don't know, and I'm going to hush up and let y'all talk. But I had read that that Kristen's return is only going to be 10 days.
Yeah, I heard it was short.
Yeah.
I think Eileen Davidson even said, "Oh, she was surprised they only wanted her back for that amount of time, but she wanted to do more."
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with Melanie leaving, it's going to be Teresa and Brady once they find out the baby's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it sounds like. But I don't know. I don't know if I really like them together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both so dysfunctional right now. I mean, I don't, you know,
and
even if they were to have the baby,
together.
You know, that's not necessarily the best environment.
I like Brady with Nicole, but of course I like Nicole with mm-hmm. Daniel. I like Nicole with Eric. I like Nicole with EJ.
I'm Nicole and Xander.
Well, yeah, that could work too, but I'm not a Xander fan yet, so he has to, I don't know. Yeah, there's some people that come on right away. Sometimes you just don't like them, and then they grow on you, and then sometimes there are some that you really like right away. I don't know. But now that he's not know, Austin's son, which I thought he was, but
he's better than Rafe, right?
Rafe? Yeah. Oh, anybody's better than Rafe.
I was actually happy to see Rafe this week, though, honestly. That's awful to say, because I never feel that way, but I was actually kind of,
at least there he is. Come on, admit it. Did you really miss him? Did anybody go, I wonder where Rafe's at? No, I didn't.
Nope.
Nope. And it was so funny when Hope said, oh, well, where have you been? Oh, welcome, but, you know, welcome back. I'm there, oh, no, Hope, no. So.
Did you feel like she was flirting with him, though? I felt like she was almost flirting with him.
I thought at one time they were going to, remember at one time we thought they were going to put those two together, Rafe and Hope, at one time. Oh, and then I thought, you know,
have we seen Aiden very much? I don't think we have.
No, not late. The baseball thing, helping with the baseball.
That's true. The party. But what I thought was funny, I think it was on Friday's episode, and they have said this before. It's like when they mention Aiden, they always say, you know, Aiden. He is a fantastic or a very fine attorney. And I'm just thinking, how many cases have we seen Aiden defend? And it's like almost that's like a description that when they say Aiden's name, they say he's a fine attorney. Like they're trying to remind us that that's what he
watch
does.
Watch out, Aid. Bo's on his way back. So just watch out. Bo's on his way back.
Wasn't Larry Welch an attorney?
I think they could put Aiden with Jennifer.
What's that?
If they're not going to bring Jack back. But that... Did y'all
see
Aiden that? Was that
Jennifer?
Last week? Yeah, Jamie, was that last week when they had the Jack's book fall out of the closet at Eve's house?
There was.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
They continue to drop his picture everywhere, and
they've shown his picture. But you know, they do that as a tease, I think.
I know.
Maybe Matt Ashford will be back. You never know. Stranger things have happened on Days.
That's true.
They could be. I mean, he was in that Days 50th anniversary. They did an interview. He did an interview for a Soap Opera Digest for Days 50th. So
that's what he said.
Yeah. So they could be negotiating. You know, who knows?
I can't find it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
What couldn't you find?
The anniversary issue.
Oh, you couldn't find it? Yeah, it's a special. It's like not like a little Soap Opera Digest. It's like a big. It's like a regular size magazine. It was a special.
Okay.
Special edition. You could probably go on SoapOperaDigest.net. You know what I mean? Go on and order it. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You can
buy
and order it. It's a you know. It's a good one to have. So
yeah,
a lot of good interviews and articles and in there. But you never know. There's still, you know, there might be some more. I know who's coming. You know, Bo and Patch coming.
Oh, speaking of Hope and Aiden, what did you think about Sierra and the bets that she made with Chase? I thought that was hilarious.
What was that? Refresh
me. Did you see that?
She did what?
So the week before, where Sierra was making bets with Chase, and she won the bets, and she did
a
movement with her hand to pass over the money to her.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. She's good. I like her. I like Sierra.
Yeah, she's a mini Sammy, I think.
A mini. She's more a mini. She's not a mini Hope for sure. Well, you know, Hope's spicy, but no, she's more
a
Sammy.
Were y'all not disappointed that she did not make the final daytime nominations, Emmy nominations?
I think she's better than a lot of the
actresses on the show. And I think, I mean, honestly, I think she's better than Camila Bannis was.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I too. Oh, yes. Oh, she did make
well,
it. I didn't really see the final cut of people. Oh.
Yeah. Freddie Smith made it.
Okay. Who else
and
made it
Camila,
from
and I think that's what, remember how
and
they brought Camila back towards the end of the year last year, kind of out of the blue sky for a visit
did
or
too,
something?
Right?
I think
too,
they
right?
did that so that she'd be eligible.
Okay. But Allie Sweeney made it, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I've already
and
looked
Peggy
at all the
McKay.
Reels, too.
So, I don't know. I don't know that was good that they had two people from Days, because I feel like, you know, they split the votes a lot of times. So, I don't know. But I think we've already discussed this before. I love Peggy McKay, and she's been a fixture on Days for a long time and deserves lots of respect. But she was not a lead actress.
No.
Yeah, we barely see Caroline anymore anyway.
Yeah, how could you call her a lead actress? Is that just, they just do that for older actors and veterans as out of respect or something?
They don't necessarily. The last time Deidre Hall was nominated, she was nominated as a supporting actress.
Mm.
So I think it depends upon the show and the actor as to what they'll do. But
I would say
Peggy
McKay's always been a supporting actress. Has she really even been a lead? No. Not that character.
Well, I think she won as supporting actress back in the 80s, didn't she?
Yeah.
I think she won as supporting actress.
Uh-huh.
So I think it hurts Allison Sweeney's chances, I think, honestly. Because again, the fact that Allison has not been on a lot of other shows, soap operas. I mean, obviously she's on Biggest Loser and does a lot of commercials, but the whole daytime Emmy thing is so cliquish as it is now.
Oh.
You've got a much better chance, just like Billy, and I love Billy Miller on wherever he is, whether he's on
General Hospital,
whether he's on Young and the Restless.
General Hospital.
And
oh,
he's nominated.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And he's nominated for Young and the Restless again. And not General Hospital. But he's been on so many different shows that he's going to pick up a lot of votes, because I think a lot of people, it seems to me most people enjoy working with him. And so the more shows you're on, probably a lot of the better chance you have of winning. Like I said, and of course, it would be fabulous if Billy Miller won again. That would be his third win in a row.
Wow. Yeah, he's good. There's so many good actors on GH. It's just unbelievable how many good actors there are now. So, actors and actresses, you know, both.
Yeah, well, they have a great casting director, too, Mark Teshner.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's always been good. He's been there forever, too, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's been there since the 80s or the 70s.
Yeah, he's been there a long time. I think he's probably the best, most well-known guy, too. Yeah, that's the thing that, I'm sure if you read Twitter, I'm a huge Mad Men fan. And, I think that's one thing that really has caused me to really lose some of my enthusiasm for Days, is that there are so many good dramas on, not just daytime, that it just frustrates you, or frustrates me, I guess, when there's so many good programs on, Empire and Mad Men and several others, and Good Wife, and they're just all done so well, and nobody's talking to themselves, nobody's talking to the book, you know, that's on the table like Eve did.
No
elephant.
Oh, yeah. But everybody, isn't that, but they've always talked to themselves. Are you just finding it more on days? They're doing it a lot more.
I think it has ebbed and flowed on days. They have certainly done that at times, but then at other times they got away from doing it. And I just have found, to me, it's all of a sudden very noticeable that they're doing it all the time.
Is that what you're saying?
What now?
It's overkill, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just think it's silly. I mean, the actor should be able to show within their facial expressions and acting what they're thinking, not just sitting there talking to themselves about what they just said and what the other person just thought. I mean, to me, that kind of dumbs everything down. I mean,
just an expression says it all. Teo is really good at doing that.
I think they do the talking to themselves just to fill in time.
Like lazy writing too. When you do the flat, all the that being.
I think in one episode they had Sean Christian, Daniel talking to himself. And his talking to himself about what had just gone on with, I don't know if it was when Jennifer was there or if it was when JJ was there, but somebody had been there. They left, and to me it was longer for Daniel to say out loud what he was thinking than it was for them to have had the previous scene.
Okay.
And then they did this, and then when Eve's book fell out of the, when Jack's book fell out of the closet, Eve stood there with the book on the floor with Matt Ashford's face, and she stood there and talked to him for quite a few seconds, which I thought was kind of silly. And then they ran a flashback. And I'm just thinking, I mean, that probably killed at least 5 minutes.
We haven't covered the JJ, Paige, and Eve thing. I don't know. What do you think of the jacket? So there's the elephant. Now we have the jacket. The jacket keeps turning up. And when's Paige going to
figure it out?
Daniel figured it out. Yeah. He knew.
Yeah. Daniel's another busybody. He stuck his nose into that.
So how did you like his conversation with Jen? I mean, he made some good points. Like JJ's not the innocent in all this, and I mean, he did make some good points, Eve was the older one, but still JJ, like he said, he came back for more, he came back, it wasn't just a one-time thing, so that proves that, so he did make some good points, but.
Yeah, and the gross thing was that when they showed JJ and Paige making out, they showed a flashback of JJ and Eve.
JJ was thinking of Eve when he was with Paige. That's what made it.
I think that's what it was supposed to mean.
That he was, when he was with Paige, he was thinking of Eve, and that's what he jumped up right away.
I hope Paige figures it out very quickly and becomes a lot smarter, because she's supposed to be a smart girl. If they just let her sit there through May being, just clueless, it's just a real shame for that character, I think.
And she does find out she can go back to Stanford.
I don't know. I can see her probably leaving at some point. Paige,
I still have hope for her. I still think they could do something well with that actress and that character.
She's kind of, I kind of like them together. I did kind of like them together, but then they ruined it with the whole Eve thing.
They could have been
Cole.
A very good new Shell. I mean,
I like
I love.
You got to give T somebody. I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. You see him a little.
He and Ben, maybe.
I don't know.
I'm totally baffled about Ben. I guess I just haven't paid a whole lot of attention to him. But is this not his third name when they came up with this thing that now his name is Kevin Reynolds? I mean,
well,
did they go by different names
when they were on the run? I think that's how you.
I don't
know,
but it's just getting tiresome. I mean, I just don't think. I mean, he has not been on there a full year, and this is going to be his third name or third alias.
Yeah.
And we really don't, and we still don't really understand completely the whole story. But I was excited about him coming on because I thought he did a very good job on the All My Children Online version as Petey Cortland. And I don't know where that actor went or what if it's just strictly the writing on Dave, but you know that just
is it the writing? How can an actor be really good on one show and not in the other? If you're a really good actor, you should be able to do anything on any show, but that's not always the case, you know, because you can
he worked well on All My Children.
Yeah, so that isn't that weird? Like how they'll go on there and be so good on one show and one part, but then they'll go come to another show and it just doesn't.
Well, the other thing that I'm annoyed about is these endless scenes between Ben and Abigail at their apartment together, just sleeping together. Like they don't really do anything except have sex.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know.
And she's
I don't see anything between them.
Mm-hmm. She is supposed to be professional and serious about her work, and she's sitting there in his apartment not doing work. And she says, this is the best day of work I've had. You know, I just thought, I don't like that. But I think what y'all said is correct, is that they really are trying to lean Abigail with Chad. And
right.
So, and if they do that, I just assume they let Ben go because, again, he really hasn't caught fire and it just seems like it's a waste. I don't know. Like I said, I liked him. I will say he was good. I thought he was quite good on the online version of what I saw of All My Children. But the other thing about that character that he played on All My Children is that it had a backstory. There had already been a Petey Cortland. And if you start somebody brand new with no backstory and then you keep changing it, people tend not to be as invested most of the time.
Yeah, I didn't watch All My Children.
John Black with 1,000 Identities.
I was pleased to see a lot more Marlena. You know, Marianne, you were talking about that there were more vets on Friday's show. That's the most I've seen of Marlena in a while. That was nice.
Yeah, same thing for John as well,
John, yeah. And then we saw, Lucas and Adrian. And then Kate and Clyde were on. So it was nice to see most of the and then of the younger actors, I really do like Paul and Sonny of that younger group. They're good.
Are they going to recast Sonny? Or, I mean, are they going to recast that same character?
I don't know. It's shame Sonny's leaving. I don't know how there is it. Because I was liking Sonny and Paul, not Sonny and Will or...
Will, too.
So are they
going to
put...
I don't want to be cruel, but Will needs to go back to Hollywood and rest that character for a while, and then they need to recast him. I'm still not feeling it.
I don't know if it's the writers throwing him under the bus, and they did. They have made him nasty. They made him Sammy, basically. That's what they've done. Or is it the actor?
There's nothing redeeming about him now. He's just annoying.
Yeah, he needs to get hit by a bus.
Sammy. I just hate him. You know, there's no love to hate. It's just don't want to see him.
Yeah, but would Chandler? This is so curious. Would Chandler Massey have made us like him either way? I don't know. Would he have done differently as an actor? I don't know. It'd be interesting to, you know. Sammy was somebody that you love to hate, though. You know, she made it.
We had years of backstory. We knew her. You know, so many of these people that we don't feel that are so one-dimensional, we didn't know who these people were and still don't. You know, nobody has a great sense for Serena because there was no story.
But Will kind
all
of grown
of
up on the show. You know, kind of know what Will's gone through and, you know, maybe this You know, because we always would think, oh, is what how Will grew up, and Sammy and Lucas, all we would say it, how did you turn out so great, Will, with us as parents?
Yeah, Will was always much better than his parents, and now he's worse than them. So
now he's
really
worse. So now they completely did a 100, you know, completely turned that character around to make them as bad or worse than their parents. So,
I just really think they made a mistake jumping. I mean, even if for whatever reason things went south with Chandler Massey and they felt like they needed to make a change, I have no idea what happened. You know, it's why they let him go so many months early. But for whatever reason it was, they should have just written him out for a while rather than just throw somebody. And again, I will give Guy Wilson credit. He was really thrown into the midst of a story, you know, cold.
Yeah, and he's not
that was
that
a hard
bad of a
thing
job.
To do.
You know, he's not that. I mean, he's fine. It's just I think it's the character and you know the writer, the way they're writing him too.
I think it's the character, but people love Chandler Massey. I mean, he won 3
right.
Daytime Emmy awards in a row. Again, I'm not saying that Chandler had his heart in it the last few months he was on there because he didn't, but. But really, people really,
it's
really
just something
love
about
that.
Him when he smiled, like he just like it's just I don't know, it's just different.
It would be hard for anybody to come on to a show, you know, with a well loved actor. Just like with Billy Miller on General Hospital, you know, they waited a long time from the time that Jason was gone to the time they started
to
introduce.
Them. And you find
you know,
that,
and you
agree they did a good recast? Because I did not watch. I only came into General Hospital right when he was killed off, so I did not see the other Jake.
I think it's quite good because I think you almost see Jake as a
or
separate character
Jason.
In some ways. But I think I love Steve. I'm a big Steve Burton fan, and so when he left, I was really sad, and I thought there will never be a way. I also thought the show had revolved with so he was so integral to the show they were going to end up having to recast him, but I couldn't imagine when he left who they would possibly get. And the key was that they waited long enough, and that you know Billy Miller is able to kind of add a little bit of his own to it, and he's a superb actor. So like I said, I like him.
Since we're talking that, how do you like Hayden? The wife, the fake wife that Rick sent in. How do you like that actress?
I'm not sure. And she slept with Nicholas last week.
Yeah. Oh, she really come on to Nicholas. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nicholas wasted no time. Nicholas said, yeah, it's been a while.
I like Rebecca Budig fine, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. She seems okay, you know. She seems like she's playing the part well.
I think I would have liked to have seen just a little bit more of Jake and Elizabeth. You know, it's like they had that one sweet little
yeah,
day
not a Rick
held
fan.
Hands,
yeah,
and then
I'm
that
not a
doorbell
Rick
rang, and
all.
That was the end.
You know, I'm not an Elizabeth fan either, but I like her with Jake better than I like her with Rick.
I'm glad to see Rick Hurst on the show. I like Rick Hurst as an actor, and he's done a lot of good work.
Yeah,
and,
he's okay.
But he, again,
favorites.
Here comes Days of Our Lives. He would have, you know, he used to play. Was it? I always get confused. Was it Scotty Baldwin? Scotty Banning?
Banning. Scotty Baldwin.
Okay. Scotty Banning.
Yeah.
Or Dave.
Yeah,
I always get
David
Scotty
Banning.
And Dave Banning confused. But he was.
Yeah.
That would have been. A coup for Days because Rick Hurst has a lot of fans, and that was another character that we haven't seen in a long time. But he has a story, and he has a family.
Right.
And
that's Julie's grandson, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banning was her son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would have just been interesting, and it would be interesting. Maybe they could still do something like that. Cast somebody differently for their part, but see that would you know if they would bring back Denise Alexander as Susan Hunter for the anniversary, which I've read that I think that they're thinking about it. You know, I think that would be interesting because that was a great story that Days did back in, you know, it may have even been before I was really able to remember watching it, but I know what the story is, and it was good. And they could have, you know, that they could have done a whole lot to explain that story that was interesting, and then have him back and cause all kinds of interesting problems. There's so much there. Days has got so many characters that they just have left in the dust. Mm-hmm.
I just keep hoping they have some surprises left, you know, before the 50th, like we said. We're hoping they do
something. Well, like I said, I'm pushing for and giving good vibes for Josh Griffith every day.
Yeah, and I also read
it's on him.
Yeah.
I also read Jamie Gibbons' report about How to Fix Days, and he mentioned about bringing back people like Philip and Mimi and people like that, and Sean. Hmm. So,
yeah, I did
I
read.
To bring, I would love to see.
Yeah, I did read that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd love to see Celeste, but I want to see Tanya Boyd as Celeste.
Yeah. She's the one and only
back.
Celeste. Who's that? Mike Horton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah, there's
a good
so
one
many
too.
Characters.
Yeah.
Which Mike Horton?
I take either Rourke. Michael T. White. I love them both.
Mark White. Yeah. Yeah, I like them both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, those were great. That was a good story. I mean, there's lots of interesting stories with Mike. That was the first interracial couple that was on Days. They've had, you know, he's had, you know, obviously had the whole dalliance with Carrie, and I mean, there's been a lot of good stories with Mike Horton. That's a missing link on the show.
And that's another person to bring back is Carrie as well.
Yep,
Carrie and Austin.
Yeah. I don't know which Austin I would want.
Which
to
Austin?
That. I don't. Yeah, Patrick Muldoon was great. Okay. I absolutely loved him when he was on originally. He was one of my favorites. I was never a super big Austin Peck fan. But at the last return with Patrick Muldoon, there just seemed to be something missing for me. And again, that was just me. So I don't know. And Austin Peck I think Austin Peck probably still needs the work. Because I don't know how much. I think he's doing physical training right now versus acting.
Oh yeah, there's like Gloria Loring and Alex Marshall. If you're going way back, some of those people if they're
mm-hmm.
still around, so to bring
yeah.
back.
Well,
oh,
and Neil Curtis.
Carrie back would be
Jamie?
Another good reason
Neil
to bring
Curtis?
Anna back.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they could bring Noelle on.
That's true. See, that could be a good new character because she's got a history. And because how old would she be now? She'd be in her 20s?
Or anything. Mm. Yeah. Even older. Yeah.
And I still want Vivian and Yvonne back as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really
them.
Have a main villain on the show anymore, and they need somebody.
Yeah,
well,
Craig
yeah we do, need a, we do need a villain.
Hysterical.
We need a good villain. You know, because I don't know,
but
Victor's kind
really
of
upset.
Under the radar.
She was really upset with the sarcophagus and the way they did her at the end. And I don't know.
Yeah, she didn't leave on a good note. There's so many people that had not left on a good note when they leave Days. So, I don't know.
But some of them have managed to come back, so you never know.
But they still keep coming back. That's true. That's true, because Peter Reckle did
Stephen
not leave
Nichols
on a good note.
Back.
And Stephen Nichols.
Right.
So Peter Reckle.
Mm-hmm. I think Jamie's my cohort in this. I really want them to bring back Angelica Devereaux. I think they've got all kinds
yes.
of stories they can do
oh,
with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see who is Victor.
Mm-hmm. Victor could be on every day as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Oh, Victor, yeah. And he is on quite often. You know, he is.
He is, especially for being recurring. He is.
For being recurring, it's almost like he's, to me, I always think he's on contract because he seems to be on pretty much.
Yeah. Well, he's probably making more money like that, too.
Yeah. I think he is. Probably is. Mm-hmm. So have we covered everything? Anything else? Anybody want to?
Oh, Tyra Banks hosting Emmys. What do you think about that?
Tyra Banks. I don't know. I don't really watch her. Not a fan. I don't know. Don't really know that much about her.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a very good choice. I really don't.
No.
Why
don't they have somebody that's like a soap opera person?
Have Michael Fairman do it, or Jamie Gittens, or Michael Fairman.
Have a soap opera person that knows soap opera.
I think because they're not mainstream people, that they want to appeal to mainstream audiences, and they don't have that big name recognition.
But does the mainstream?
Does Tyra Banks have that big of a mainstream?
Well, I guess it
following?
Is daytime Emmys. It's just not soap, right? Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
You're talking talk shows and everything.
Yeah, and
else
I heard Tyra Banks, apparently she has a new talk show coming out soon.
Oh, well, that could be why. And this pop
well,
network
just canceled
gonna...
her last one. She's already got another show.
Yeah,
apparently
I have to
in fall, she's going to be coming out with a new one. So,
yeah, I don't even know if I have that network. You know,
I don't watch her very often, but honestly, Wendy Williams is pretty funny. I think even she would have been a more interesting choice for them.
Or Ellen. I don't know why they don't get her to do it.
I don't think they'll do it. I mean, just like I don't think Ellen goes to the shows. I don't think Oprah ever went to the Emmys. I think
but
there's
Ellen
several people that
Oscars.
Just flat out don't go to
the
them.
She can do this too.
Yeah.
She did the Oscars, but yeah, I mean, she didn't want to do the Emmy. And she's daytime, so why not? You think that she would?
Well, I think there's a huge taint with the daytime Emmys, and well deserved. Especially with the soap operas themselves. I don't know about the talk show categories. I think they've got too many subcategories for talk shows. But but with the Emmys, the daytime Emmy nominations, it just looks like it's a give and get. Okay, well we'll go ahead and let you nominate this person, but then you let us have this person over here. And I mean that's exactly the way it reads every single year. Except for some categories. I think the wild card's usually the best supporting actress and also sometimes the younger actor. Those are kind of wild cards, but the big ones, the lead actor, lead actress, the show. And I mean, I've been watching Days forever, but honest to goodness, I could not believe, last year they did not nominate, what was it, General Hospital for best writing or best show, which was a travesty. And this year they nominated all four of them. If Days wins anything for writing or best show or anything, I will just be disgusted. Sure. Because it's the worst it's been in decades.
Right. I don't, a General Hospital should get something. I don't know. I'm sure Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful, they say those are pretty good. I mean, I don't watch those shows, so I don't know. But Days, no, I don't think they don't do their best show. Not over General Hospital. That's the two I watch. General Hospital beats them, hands down, just about everything. So,
yeah.
Well,
I used to watch Days because I'm loyal to that. I've been watching it for years, so.
Well, and Jamie brings this up, too, and I agree with her that, General Hospital has a tight writing cast. They have almost half the people that Days employs for writing the show. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, and the other thing about the Emmys is that it only takes one episode to win the Emmy. It's not like the whole body of work, either.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Days could win,
and that's why Jill Fair and Phelps always wins. That'll give him, and they just
right
that's what,
one episode that, instead of the whole year.
Yeah, and so Young and the Restless had it within one day. They had a tornado, a bombing, and something else. I forgot. They had
plane
three
crash.
Different disasters on one day.
Yeah.
you know that's the show they nominated.
Yeah.
And I like
But wasn't
some of
that
the
this year, though?
Pardon?
Would that be eligible? I thought that was this year. Like
oh,
after
well,
the cutoff.
Good, maybe that's a good point. Maybe it wasn't. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. But the only. But surely they couldn't still be nominating Delia's death because that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nominated?
But
yeah, I don't
yeah.
know what
well,
the
what
Billy they go,
Miller,
what year to year
Billy Miller's
think.
Nomination is for is Delia's death, but that seems
yeah.
like it was like forever ago. I don't
that
know.
Was in October.
Like I said, yeah, I do think Jill Farren Phelps always picks very well in terms of the shows and stuff that they nominate. But I, like I said, I you know, and I think there are good parts to Young and the Restless, but it's not. I don't, and I don't watch it every day, so I have not watched it consistently ever. So, you know, they have some actors that I really like on the show, and so I, you know, I guess that's the reason why I watch it. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want. I'm serious. I think it would be a travesty if they go ahead and nominate. Well, not nominate because they've already nominated them, but if Days wins for writing or best show or something, there's something desperately
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
sad.
Inspired writers win.
We'll be screaming at the TV. What?
Wasn't it when Mardell was writing, they won writing and they got fired?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they put everybody on that list. Do you know Dina Hickley received an Emmy out of that group? Because she had been writing the Jack story, or was that part of yeah. Anyway, I like I said to me that whole thing was a game. That was the next year was the year Days should have won best writing. I think, but yeah, but again they had the Days Aster, and they brought in Chris Gaultman from As the World Turns to direct and be really important in that. So it really, you know, sort of a handoff between Dina and Mardar, but the person that really managed Days Aster was Chris Gaultman.
Yeah. Now, when was the Nick storyline? Was that last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and see, and
then
he was and he was snubbed. You know, Blake Barris was nominated, you know, pre-nominated again, and he's deserved it so much.
Yes, right.
And I
don't understand how they do it.
Yeah,
sometimes
I think,
it becomes a big joke because it doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I think Chad Duell that plays Michael on VH, I think he has a chance to win that one.
He's done well this year, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's really
yeah.
kind of broadened out. But why did they recast Kristen Alderson's part. What's the character's
name?
Kiki.
Oh, yeah, they've done well with
Kiki. They should have just let that go. She could have left town.
Right.
I heard
yeah.
that was a network thing that ABC made them do that. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what I heard.
Well,
probably
who is this actress that they brought on? Well, do you think it's because they really thought she was going to be really good?
Well, she was pretty good on Young and the Restless.
Okay. Who did she play?
Oh, God. I think it was Summer. Or no, it was either Summer or Abby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't like the Kiki character, period, that well. Of all the ones in our hospital, she was the least favorite. And that Kristen Alderson, she won all these awards on there. Why? I don't, but she was very well liked, and she won all the time.
Was really good on One Life to Live. I think it was really the damage of them having to change the characters and change the names, and that whole time,
oh, okay.
and that whole court case still isn't settled.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Is it?
No, I think they're back in court in May.
Oh, is that when she was Star, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she played?
Yeah,
yeah. She was Todd Manning. Todd Manning.
Yeah. When
oh,
she was
yeah,
small, she
Manning.
Was like, yeah. She was a perfect, like, mix of Todd and Blair. I mean, she was a nasty little kid. and she was good at it.
So she is more like one of these. She grew up like she was a little. She was a child actress and then grew up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Robin.
Yeah.
The character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I, the talking about the lead actress thing, and I am, if they're not, if Allison Sweeney couldn't win the lead actress this past year, she was never going to win it. And
yeah.
I, as far as that goes, I think it does hurt her that Peggy McKay is also nominated from Days.
Yeah,
but
and the other thing,
the best actress is really Mara West. Of course, Mara's won 3 times. In the past, on As the World Turns, but I thought she put in the best performance by far.
Yeah, I looked at Allison Sweeney's reel and why her performance is good. It's 25 minutes, and that's really long. Like all the other actresses, they put in about 10 minutes. Allison Sweeney's 25.
What did Allison?
That could be a problem too.
What did she submit?
Allison Sweeney submitted the dream sequence episode.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I thought that was terrible. I really did. You're talking about the one where she attacked, Abigail, and they ran up the stairs and then fell down the stairs. And I would have thought that she would have submitted.
It,
I thought she was going to submit. She was in
something
the board with EJ.
Yes. Why would you submit something with like EJ? Where EJ died, or where she came back, or where she like tricked it, that whole thing and confronted him about it. There's so many good parts, and she submitted that low. Then you wonder why they, why she would think that was better. I don't know.
Of course, maybe the show picked that for her. Don't know.
Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up here. Well, thanks everybody, Thanks for your insights again.
You.
It was fun. Yeah. So.
Yeah, glad we could do this since we didn't do it last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll probably do it next week again. And then when are the Emmys again? The 26th?
The 26th.
26th.
I think it's April
26th. Yeah.
Of April.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope I'll be able to see it. Maybe we'll have to do something then. So. Okay. Well, thanks again, everyone.
Y'all take care. Have a great week.
Have a good night.
Yeah, everybody have a good night. Bye-bye. Bye, thanks.
Bye.
Hey.